Maple Street Construct opens Unfamiliar Appearing tonight, a collaboration between LA artist Anna Elise Johnson and local Anne Diwali. In this case, the artists had never met in person until this week. Maple Street bridges Omaha and LA, and in this situation, the meeting of minds began over email.
Sort of an abstract prompt at the beginning, and definitely unusual. I don't think I've done that with any shows in the past, to just kind of have an open-ended discourse over email. It felt like hard to know where to start, but then once we began corresponding, some threads started coming out that we had in common, and then it became more exciting, but it was a little hard to get the wheels running at first when it was so open-ended.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like a lot of us in the day and age we live in have like quick quips back and forth with like Instagram friends, but there's something about like a very structured email that feels like there's more pressure. That makes sense.
Yeah. And knowing that it was structured that way for potential viewing, potentially being published.
Yeah, that was yeah, that's always the thing about those emails that you forget about, is this is like you forget that there's a little bit more pressure because you know these emails are going to be potentially on view for anyone to see on the website.
Diwali has shown at numerous local galleries. A painter by trade, she's recently embraced a new style. Initially using computer software to conceptualize pieces, she's since taken a more natural approach.
At some point, I realized that wasn't really fun anymore. And at the same time, I was in this one-year-long kind of all MFA program with Amplify Arts, a local art organization here that was pushing us to experiment more, which is around that time. So that was in the beginning of 2019 that I worked a little bit with clay, but I also started painting on unconventional surfaces. And I took an interest in the sky and kind of like moving scenery for like the kind of paintings I was making from like these interior domestic scenes to more of an exterior point of view. And then once I started making those paintings, I found there was beauty in the repetition of it and the meditative quality of really just, you know, they weren't as busy as those other paintings. So it was kind of just me and the paint all of a sudden. And then I felt that there was a different way I was connecting with the paint and using the paint.
Johnson works with the earth, literally the dirt, on canvas. So in a sense, her work truly represents the land she's in at the time.
I came to this process through just a general way of experimenting. And I really like processes that you have to problem solve and invent till you get to something that feels new and like my own. So I started with rubbings on the ground in the desert. And then at the beginning of the pandemic, my studio building in LA was actually closed. So I went home to Colorado and worked in my dad's studio. And I started projects there where the earth was just such beautiful colors, like deep golds and reds. And rather than rubbing the surface of the earth, I started piling those beautiful colored earths on top of the canvases. And then it was an issue of trying to solve how to adhere that. And then what happened afterwards once I got those canvases back to the studio.
Luckily, both artists have become friends, and their latest works respond to one another. Unfamiliar Appearing opens at Maple Street Construct tonight for Benson First Friday. For more information on the exhibition or the extra details online, go to maplestreetconstruct.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Corbin Hirschhorn.